This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Our next guest is Steve Stakos, who's a councillor at the City of Kingston.
He used to be the mayor, though.
Yeah, he used to be the mayor. Been a while since, I think the last time you were in studio was at Bourke Street.
Yes.
God, that's a long time ago.
I have been on council for 15 years, actually.
Oh, why?
Why not?
More importantly, you're also a member of the MAV.
Yes, I recently joined the MAV board, the Municipal Association of Victoria.
I did say earlier on.
He thought they were dull.
I did not say that.
You say dull?
I said the papers were dull.
Oh, the papers were dull.
I was feeling a little bit unwell during the course of the week. I was having some time in bed.
The MAV website.
And I just thought, I'll have a look at the MAV website to see what they're up to.
Steve's going to defend them now.
Well, I only just joined.
Razz it up. Give it a bit of colour.
Fair enough.
So we wanted to talk, Steve, about drag story time and the anti-LGBTIQ attacks at a local council level. I want to ask you, as a local councillor, you know, you've seen this take place. You know, you've been on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what drives these people apart from hate?
Yeah.
What is it?
Look, there's actually a lot going on at the moment, and I think it's really important for all of us to be aware, because it's not just an isolated incident. It's not just one council. And I'm really glad you've got Councillor Josh Fergus coming on after me to talk about the really horrific incidents that happened at the City of Monash. So I'm not going to touch too much on what's going on there, but there are growing incidents in local government all over Australia where the LGBTIQ A-plus community is being targeted. And just this month, actually, the Rainbow Ball in Rangaratta had to be deferred or postponed because of very serious threats. And these threats have been taken very seriously. The police are being involved regularly. Local government are acting on the advice of police when we're cancelling, postponing, putting off rainbow story times and events like the Rainbow Ball, because we can't stand up to the bullies, or we can't just go ahead with these events because the threats are real.
Because it's actually, I think, it's terrorism.
I was on another radio program. I was on Patricia Carvelis, Radio National, a few weeks ago, and I used that same word. Yeah. And I did do it because when you have a group of people who are using threats of violence and who are using intimidation tactics to stop a group of people from being able to
be themselves
or
their beliefs,
celebrate or gather. I mean, we have a freedom of association, freedom of assembly. We can't do that at the moment without fear of reprisals. It's getting pretty serious, actually. So just taking back a step, there's a group that's formed. It's called the My Place Group. And that group is I think very, very much trying to provide scrutiny on local government. They attend council meetings. They are worried about a whole number of policies that are in place. That is one thing. And, you know, they can be disruptive and they're asking a lot of questions. They're using the processes of council quite legitimately. That is one thing. And you know, some councillors, including myself, can be frustrated by the fact that the questions are repetitive and go to really important issues. But it also goes to the point of councils really need to explain why we're doing things. Mm. We need to explain what policies are. We need to explain what 20-minute cities are. We need to really go to the communities and talk about 5G towers or all those things. But then you go to a different group of people, which is where neo-Nazis come into the picture, and they're separate groups. They are not directly related, mm-hmm. but they are, they've come up at the same time. And that is where the linkage is. Both groups have come to prominence at the same time because of what's happened at the moment with these rainbow story times.
Yeah.
And these anti-trans movements and these protesters that have come onto the steps of Parliament.
So just to be clear, the My Place group that you talked about have a broad agenda, or is it specifically around trans and drag time stories?
No, they have a very broad agenda.
Right.
And whilst, look...
Are they being deliberately antagonistic and disruptive, or is that just a byproduct of their questioning?
I don't think they're being deliberately antagonistic and disruptive. I think they have a number of questions that they want answered, and they're finding the processes of local government stifling and very frustrating. And I'm not here to apologise for the processes. Every level of government have processes. If you want to go to question time at the federal parliament, you need a federal member of parliament to sign you in to go and attend as a guest. Yep. Same thing with state parliament. I think one of the charms of local government is you can go to any one of your local governments and you don't have to live in that area. You can just walk into the chamber and watch what's going on.
Mm.
You can sit within two or three steps of your local councillor. At Kingston, up until recently, you could walk up to us in the chamber and talk to us while the proceedings were happening.
Yes.
There is a proximity there that does not exist
in state and federal.
That's right. We've had to stop all of that. We've had to create separation. We've had to separate ourselves out of fear, because of some of the threats. We have and I don't want to name. I mean, it's been all in the media. We've had a venue in the city of Kingston that have drag productions and drag shows, where they were going to have an Easter type of program, where it was going to be parents and children or carers and children come in and do Easter style programs with colouring in and other, you know, painting and egg decorating. And it was completely shut down because of threats of violence.
Mm.
And the drag queens who were going to perform and who were going to be doing these kinds of programs, they were all personally threatened.
Yeah.
People were being told that there were going to be photos taken of people's number plates, and they were going to have the number plates, their home addresses looked up.
Published,
and all those sorts of things. This is scary territory for us in 2023, in the most progressive city of the most progressive state and a progressive country, all those things, you know, with the kind of narrative that we get out of our state government, that equality is not negotiable, which I totally agree with. So
a couple of things for me. Just firstly, just to acknowledge that we have been absolutely inundated with messages in the last 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So since we started this topic, it's just gone bang. Secondly, we did have the State Minister, Melissa Horn, for local government here on this show a couple of weeks ago, who made some what I thought were very positive and fantastic messages for our communities and also for local government, really supporting the work that councils like yours have been doing. Give us a perspective from the MAV, which is your peak agency. What's the MAV saying?
Look, the MAV...
I know you may not be authorised to be a spokesperson, but you may be able to share with us some key messages.
Sure. Look, what we've been doing and you know, our president, David Clark, has been very active in this space. He's been talking to LGV, Local Government Victoria, which is the government department. He's been talking to Melissa Horne, the local government minister. We've convened a special meeting of all of the mayors and councillors and local the governance people and the CEOs, etc. Security briefings. We've tried to bring in information on how to handle these threats. Really, it's all about the security. It's all about how to manage the security properly, how to manage the safety of the staff, of the councillors, and importantly, really, most importantly, the community. So the MAV is really about safety, and that's where we're focusing all of our efforts. And that's where I think we really do need to focus. I'm not sure how this is all going to end up, but I'm pretty sure that this is one of those things that we need to work together with the state government. I'm really pleased to hear that the minister was on this show. I've probably got to go and listen to the archive footage.
Oh, no, look, it was fantastic. Because she put out a great statement, and that's what stimulated us to bring her on here. But I suppose the other question is there a strategy? I know they've got a strategy. Their strategy is to divide, rule, disrupt. Conquer, disrupt. What's your strategy?
Look, our strategy is going to continue to do what we've been doing in the past. A lot of local governments are continuing on the program or on the project of, you know, marking, you know, Ida Hobbit Day. We're going to continue to go for Rainbow Tick accreditation. We're going to continue. This isn't going to stop us doing what we're doing. This is a key part of our community. This is a key part of what we're here for.
But you are stopping what's going on. I mean, their event after event after event across local government is being shut down for safety and security reasons.
Yes, it is for safety and security reasons. We're not able to continue, but we have to keep trying.
Yeah.
So that's what I think we're going to keep doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to make a point here. As a survivor of child abuse, a lot of these people are making the safety of children at the centre point of their argument. Now, I make this point. Who have abused more children, drag queens or other men dressing up in long frocks who gather on a Sunday? So if they're serious about protecting children, right, go and demonstrate outside some religious institutions that are absolutely full of pedophiles and have been for centuries, right? Stop targeting a community that doesn't harm children. Go and target the people that actually are harming children.
That's a comment from Macca. You don't need to respond
look,
to that.
What I will say is that there was a Royal Commission into institutional abuses of children. It was all examined and extended again. The evidence is very clear, I think. And, you know, I would just recommend to people out there, you know, let's look at the evidence.
Yeah.
That evidence exists and there's a Royal Commission to back it up.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you for your time this morning and thank you for coming in. This is a really important topic and I think our community needs to engage with this in a much more proactive way. Thank you for your leadership and thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.